Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 222. RoboCop 2014.
Yeah, not that one. The other one.
2014. Release date, February 12th, 2014. Budget of 100 to 130 million and a box office of 242.6 million. Directed by Jose Padilla. Padilla? What the heck did he do? Elite Squad, The Enemy Within, RoboCop, that's about it.
Oh, yeah. I've only seen Elite Squad 2. That movie rules. That movie's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Produced a Netflix series, Narcos. That show's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Okay. Joel Kinnaman, Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, Samuel L. Jackson. There's some pretty...
Stacked, yeah. It's pretty stacked.
Yeah, pretty good actors in here. I kind of forgot about that. That Joel Kinnaman, he was kind of there for a minute around this time period.
Yeah.
Kind of thought he might do something or go somewhere. I haven't really seen him around since. I guess Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad is the only one, yeah.
First announced this remake in 2005. It was halted 1 year later. Darren Aronofsky and David Self were originally assigned to direct and write the film.
Wow.
For a tentative 2010 release, the film was delayed numerous times, and Padilla signed up in 2011. March 2012, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures, successor company to Orion Pictures, the studio that released the original, announced they changed it to February 14. Principal characters were cast from March to July. Da, 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 da. Okay. So, yeah, Orion Pictures, they should have put that in the beginning.
All right.
It was a banger. We did RoboCop, Terminator, all the badass 80s stuff. Anyways, so it starts off, we get a kind of, what is this, like an homage to the original RoboCop's commercials and stuff. So
yeah.
Samuel Jackson is like a, almost like a Fox News
pundit. Yeah, like a news
pundit,
anchor. Yeah.
Right? But it's very like, the company's owned by Omni Computer Products, so it's always a positive spin on the robots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got cool CG background. He's like, these could save your life. And then we got the, what is it? The, his anchor woman is in like Middle East.
Oh yeah. Tehran. Yeah.
Right. And then, they're like, don't worry. No one's ever died being a red asset or something. You're going to be protected and yada, yada, yada. This is pretty cool stuff in there with the robots. And then some kid, I don't know what he wants to do, is to grab a knife and try and kill a robot. Grabs a knife, not, don't do it, no. He runs out there with the knife and the robot shoots him because he
shoots
has a knife.
Shoots the shit out of him, yeah.
Yeah, just cut the feed. We seem to have lost her. We'll check back in later.
They're just covering it up.
It was kind of a cool visual of like all these big fucking mechs just like marching down this street and all these like jets flying over and they're like rounding up people on the street. I think that, I don't know what they're scanning them for. I don't know what the purpose of what they were doing there for, but just like scanning people. And yeah, we got the suicide bombers going out there. It was kind of a fun opening.
Yeah, right. Jumping on the robot and blowing. It's pretty brutal. Was this rated R?
No, it was PG-13. I looked. I was like, yeah.
It got away with quite a bit, I think, then. People blowing up, I mean, as far as that goes. Definitely nothing like the blowing off the hand from the first RoboCop, but but it still had its moments. So where do we go? Oh, yeah, so Raymond Sellers is the CEO, and that's Michael Keaton. He was pretty good. So they want to use these robots. They're doing so good in the Middle East and stuff around the world, and like no one's died or something, and they just have a perfect operational record, and they're just decimating every conflict they get into. But they can't use the robots on American soil because there's something called, was it the Dreyfus Act, forbids the deployment of militarized drones or robots in the United States. So most Americans oppose the use of these robotic military systems in their communities. So they're trying to figure out a way to be able to sell more robots in America. And who's that guy, the marketing guy?
Oh,
He's in
Jay
fucking.
Bushel. I don't know, the Seth
Yeah.
Rogen guy.
Yeah, he was pretty good in this. I liked him. And what are they coming up with? So they come up with the RoboCop program. And they're showing people like this guy, perfect. It's like, and then Gary Oldman's going to be the I don't know, the freaking doctor liaison. He's the guy that's going to make it happen. No, check his psych record. This guy's crazy. He no. Yeah, and then all of them don't seem to work. It's pretty interesting because you get way more about candidates and the behind the scenes of
Yeah,
RoboCop than the first one.
a little more politics, which I actually enjoyed. Like, they do a nice job in the beginning of setting up, like, Michael Keaton wanting to use these robots on American soil, but other politicians are like, you can't just have machine, like, the machines don't feel anything. Like, how would a machine feel if it killed a person? And Michael Keaton's like under oath and he can't really answer the question. And so, yeah, with the J guy was like, hey, we did all these testing and this is how they're, reacting. Mike Keaton's like, no, we need something better. We need something different, something to get to the people, something with emotion. We need some robot that can feel. And so that kind of like sparks his desire to find some sort of way to put some sort of human touch to the robot. So I don't know, I thought it was kind of a nice touch.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. And then we got Alex Murphy, kind of at the same time is investigating some guy. What was his name? Valen, some crime boss. Obviously, he has some interconnections in the police. He's got like two other detectives working for him. We'll find out later that more. And I can't remember what happened. He was interrogating him, right? And then he sees these two other detectives, I think, at work, and they're like, hey, you need to lay off that guy. And he's like, why? Or something like that, kind of getting a weird vibe from those guys. Why would you say that? And then we see Valen talking to those detectives and saying, yeah, finish it. Kill him. Or something like that.
Yeah, he like
And then.
goes into the office and those two officers are in the chief's room and they're like he's like, what the fuck are they doing there? Like they're either the fact that they've been following this guy for so long, either A, they're
Yeah.
or B, they're just dumb. And then we kind of go like do this weird backflash thing where like he just got done with some sort of sting operation, didn't go very well, and then we cut back in time, we see the whole sting operation and yeah, his partner getting shot because they got made.
Yeah. And then we go back to Alex's house. Oh, we see somebody put something on his car. A little, it looked like a magnet device. Anyways, back to his house. We see his wife and his kid. And a great wife. How are you? And he's so nice. Oh yeah, little buddy with his son. And then his son goes upstairs. And he let then he lets it show. I can't show the kid how I really feel. And she hisses, hey. Hands him a beer. Oh, thanks, honey. Just had to cheer me up. That was pretty good. And then what happens? Like the car alarm goes off?
They're about to bone, and he's like, oh, the alarm. She's like,
Yeah.
don't worry about it. Then, keep
It's gonna
going.
wake up. It's gonna wake up David. Yeah, right. I think that was his son's name, David. And then yeah, so he goes outside. And he's like clicking the button. And it's not making any noise. It's not doing nothing. He gets close to it. And that was pretty cool. Boom! And yeah, kind of throws him onto the steps. And she comes out. I like how she comes out, looks at him. Ooh. Goes
Runs
back
back
inside.
inside.
I was expecting her to like get on her knees and be like, Alex! Something like that. No. Yeah, he's toasted. Let me go call the police. Yeah, so he. I don't remember. They cut back to some. Choosing him. They cut back to, and they're in like an office and she's there. And I think it's, is it Oldman or,
Yeah, it's old.
it's not Keaton talking to her? Yeah, Oldman. This is the only way we can save him. Listen, we're gonna do everything we can. He's gonna have a second chance. No one gets a second chance. Just sign the papers. And she signs the papers. And, yeah, then I think we cut to,
It's 3 months, a jump, time jump. I think it's 3 months.
Yeah.
somewhere around there.
And they're in China because that's where their factory is, I guess. And he can't go back to the US until they get all the kinks and they know it's going to work out right. And they're talking to him, right? I think that's what they're doing. Who's just standing there and they're talking to him. He's like, "Where am I? What happened? You were in an accident, Murphy." Okay, my name is Dr. Something Something. I'm Gary Oldman. In the role of a lifetime. And yeah, he tells him about the accident, and his wife and kid are okay. And I don't remember what he doesn't reveal what's left of him yet, does he?
Yeah, I think that's what sparks his freak out, and then he runs out, I think, because they put him back together, and then he like. I think he runs out after that. Yeah, it's just what is it? Like it, just his fucking
Just his
chest and
lungs,
his face? Yeah.
and I think the nervous system connected to his brain and his left or right hand. And I thought I don't remember seeing it this time when I watched, but I thought they had a little line in the movie about keeping the hand so it had like a human's touch to like shake hands or something. You remember something like that in the
No, I
movie?
don't remember that.
I could have swore they said something like that, but I didn't catch it this watching. And so yeah, he's got one hand. I don't know, that was a really cool shot, I thought, of him just floating there in the lungs
Oh,
inside the
yeah.
little plastic thing. There's nothing left. Ah!
What
Ah! Oh yeah,
the
and then he had the "just kill me." What do you mean? Like, even if I could do that as a doctor, which I cannot, what would we tell your wife? Just tell her it didn't work. Tell her you tried everything. You tried to put Humpty Dumpty back together and he fell apart. Just tell her anything. I'm a monster. I can't show up like this.
Oh shit.
Listen, listen. You don't have to walk around as lungs and a brain and a hand, okay? We got a body. It's a pretty cool robot body for you. You don't have to look at this part, you know? And unlike the first RoboCop, you don't even have to eat baby food. It's great. That was pretty cool when they showed they're doing the like dialysis. Oh, we got to take out his old blood and put in the new. It's like super dark, and then they pump
Oh,
in bright
yeah.
red stuff. That's all they got to do. No baby food. So yeah, he freaks out and no, I got to shut him down. Don't shut him down. Let him run. Carry on.
He'll tire
Let
himself
him
out.
work it out. He'll get tuckered out. And he's running through the factory. All these Chinese people are like, oh.
What the fuck?
Busts out the door and he's like got a rice paddy. He's just whoop, whoop, whoop,
Yeah, that was
whoop,
kind of
people with
cool.
the Asian hats and shit. Oh,
What
looking at him.
the
All right, he's gotten pretty far. Turn him off.
fuck?
Just face plant into the wet ass rice paddy. So, where do we go from there?
I think it's just like a lot of trials and like trying to test him against the robot. I remember that sequence when they do like a time trial between
Yeah, they
Robot
got
Dog and
Rorschach as like
Oh
the main robot
Zombie
guy.
dude, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of head of the robots, so he knows all about him, and he's supposed to help with RoboCop and make sure he's up to snuff with the perfect record of the robots. And he just thinks it's a terrible idea. Why would you introduce what is? I don't remember. Anyway, why would you mix the two? It's like
Yeah.
it's not gonna work. He's just convinced he hates it. And he calls him Tin Man, and there's this dynamic between them. All right, Tin Man, let's see what you can do. And then, yeah, they do the thing, and it shows the robot clearing the house. You see that? Robot did it in 2 seconds. He did it in 10. He's dead. He's not gonna live. It's like, and I think they're showing it to Michael Keaton. It's like, well, why is it slower? Well, he gets the information from the AI system. It sends it to his brain. Murphy evaluates the situation like any human would and has to make a decision. Of course, yes, it's going to be a little slower. It's like, no, that's too slow. How do we? No, we can't have that. What do you want me to do about it? I want you to make this do this. That's impossible. Well, can't we just overrun his brain? But then we would just be a robot. What's the point? Exactly. Perfect. Do that. A robot with a human face.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty much what he
That's
wants.
That's pretty much what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. He's telling him to turn it off, and I think he does, or he does something where when the visor's engaged, Alex thinks he's controlling everything, but it's really the robot. And so then he has a perfect trial. He goes through and he shoots Rorschach. I don't know that guy's name. He's always Rorschach.
Yeah, Rorschach.
He shoots that guy. 50,000 volts him. And then he gets to go home to America, I guess, because he passed the robo trials. The robo trials. okay. So once he gets back, he, does he, no, he doesn't go home. I mean, he does have that call with his wife.
Oh, yeah, when that's he's still when in he China. First... Yeah, he's still in China.
Is that when he's still in China? Okay. Mm-hmm. I like we get more about the dynamic of what that would be like. Because they play with that a little bit in the original RoboCop, but don't really do anything with it.
Yeah, I like that
too.
They don't, I mean, they don't do too much with it in this movie, but they do a lot more than, I think the first one, I think he just shows up at the house and watches from afar.
And it's empty.
One of those kind of things, yeah. But yeah, we get a lot more with the family, which I appreciated.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, first one, he just shows up at the house and it's empty, and he gets like flashbacks. And sees like, Alex!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on! His son twirling the gun. Anyways.
I thought it was funny when he goes to he sees his family and his son's like, I saved all the Red Wing games. And he's like, well, how are they doing? He's like, well, I've been saving to watch them with you. And he's like, cool, I can't do that. I have to go now. It's like, damn. Come on,
I can't do that, buddy. My battery will literally die. That's hours of footage. I got about 40 minutes on this bad boy in between charges.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I have to go.
That's too much.
And
you know how many Red Wing games are on a season?
God damn, how much bandwidth have you been taking?
Oh,
I told you we stream in this house.
Oh my god.
So they're gonna have a big unveiling, right, for Murphy. Before he's publicly unveiled. And then I thought, what are they doing where he has an emotional breakdown? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. They're giving him all the CCTV footage from the city. They're about to go let him go online. I don't know why they wait till 5 minutes before putting him on stage. Okay, we're about to reveal him. Let's download all the stuff. Like, why couldn't you have this from the beginning?
Yeah.
Why? Like 5 minutes before.
That's anyway. Something you probably should have done in China before you go.
Yeah. So they're giving him all the criminal history of everybody, complete police databases downloaded to him, all CCTV footage, old, and he can access live CCTV footage. And he starts going through and he's like, well, what is he doing? Chick looking at a computer, seeing what he's doing. He's looking at this specific footage. What is, oh my God, this is his crime scene. And he's watching his footage of him dying. And then, what does that do? It freaks him out and makes him have a seizure?
Yeah.
Right? Kind of falls. I was having a seizure. And then I think Keaton comes in. What the hell's going on here? He's having a seizure, all right? I told you we shouldn't have pumped him full of CCTV footage 5 minutes before we put him on stage. I don't remember what Keaton says. He's like an awesome, like, CEO, hard-ass. Fucking make him work. I don't know. Plug him in. We can't do anything. Take over. Anyways, they do something. I don't remember what they do. Oh, yeah, take control away from his brain or something.
Yeah, they basically just give him more power to the robot portion of him and, sedate his kind of, role in the whole thing.
Yeah, so he's walking out, and I think his wife gets in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mrs. Murphy. And then what does she say? I don't know.
think she just says Alex or something. Hey, honey, or something. I think he just walks past them. I don't think he even acknowledges it. He just does like a little pivot and walks right to the elevator. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And walks past his son. He goes out in the elevator, just stone-faced. Yeah, and he's just scanning everyone. No threats, no threats. He goes out there. Michael Keaton tries to shake his hand, and he just doo-doo-doo-doo, no threat, walks past him, and Michael's like, "Oh, fuck, okay."
What
Our newest officer, Alex Murphy. And then he's up there scanning the crowd, and then he sees somebody in the crowd. It's like doo-doo-doo-doo, pops up. Attempt murder wanted and all this shit. I don't remember. He says the guy's name, Tony something. You're under arrest for murder. Oh shit! Hell no,
the
Robocopper!
fuck?
He tries to run and he jumps in the crowd and 50,000 volts him. That's what this Robocop does. He just
Yeah, it's
shotguns.
bolt people, yeah.
You have the right to remain silent. Anyways. So they catch him, and then we get a cool little thing going back to the kind of Fox News type program with Jackson.
Samuel Jackson, yeah.
And he's like, he was a rapist, murderer, wanted. And look, two officers right behind him. They didn't know the threat that was standing right next to them. But RoboCop did. And within 1 minute, he was apprehended. This is the future of law enforcement. What are the criminals going to do when there's nowhere left to hide? Something like that.
So good.
And then, yeah, I think we get a bunch of montage, right, of him like working the streets and doing stuff. And I think they said crime dropped by 80%. I don't know how that would be possible to one officer, but
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the number they said. Crimes dropped by 80%. That's with one system. Imagine if we had thousands of systems.
Yeah.
And yeah. But he gets a little. I don't remember what happened. Oh, yeah. Gradually, he starts to take over, right? They're like, what's going on? I don't know. He's overriding the robotics. He's becoming more Murphy. And he's becoming more Alex. And like, I think I don't remember. He might stop by his house again. But anyways, he's becoming more human somehow. He's like just sheer willpower overriding it.
Yeah, I think his wife like stops him. He's like on a he's on a call, and his wife like runs in front of his motorcycle, which his motorcycle is kind of dope. And side note, I don't know if how I feel about there's like that it was like a pillar thing in the back that kind of sticks out. It was kind of weird, but I thought that motorcycle looked pretty fucking cool.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, she stops in front of him, and because at this point, like his wife and his partner have seen him and interacted with him and see that it's still Alex in a lot of ways. And then when they take that part away from him, they notice that like he's not who he was when they met him. So she's like figuring out like they've done something to him. So she's trying to like snap out of it, Alex, snap out of it. And then yeah, he starts to like go through all the footage, goes back to his house and
I
start
think
do his
she
crime
tells
thing.
him that David's having nightmares or something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He can't like show up at
Right?
school anymore because, you know,
Yeah.
everyone's following. Yeah.
And that kind of drives him to override his programming, and he accesses the previously sealed files on his attempted murder. And he's putting all the he takes the footage, like multiple camera angles, and then what is he doing? He's rendering it. It makes it just it makes it just like real life. He's
Yeah.
rendering it. Oh, you can do that? And then he's like looking up in the window and he sees his son was watching while he was blown up. And
Yeah.
then he looks up and then it says something underneath, extreme trauma.
Yeah, emotional distress, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he confronts the two cops who betrayed him to Valen, shooting one and tasing the other, and learns that the chief of police was also involved that day, and he's putting it together. Oh, it's all making sense. And he's going through her call logs and shit and goes into her office. You set me up. Why'd you do it? You tried to have me killed twice because the first time and then this time as a robot. And she's like, no. And he's like, confess. And he has the gun to her head, and she's about to. And then Rorschach was secretly given like run of him
Yeah,
to be able to watch him.
spy on Gary
Yeah.
Oldman, and
Yeah, and so he turns him off right there. And he's like, I think Keaton's character calls him up. Well, what happened? Well, he fucking shot a police officer in the precinct and was about to blow the head off of the chief of police on the 6 o'clock news. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I shut him down.
He's solving his own crime. I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah.
It's the one thing we can't let you do. And then, so now, so they use the, how they get the Dreyfus Act, repealed. I don't remember exactly
Yeah.
how that was done, but they do that. And then his wife goes off in the news saying she hasn't seen him in a while, and they're keeping her husband for, oh yeah, because they're going to cover it up and say he was murdered
Yeah.
and shit.
Because at this point, they
And
don't technically really need him anymore, because now they can just do what they originally wanted, which is to have robots run around the city.
yeah, and he knows too much type of
Yeah.
thing. He's better to us as a martyr than a hero. What's
Yeah.
better than a hero? A dead hero? Exactly.
That
God damn it, I love you.
was
We need to make
good.
this guy into a fucking robot. He's got spunk and moxie. Perfectly interfaces with the robotic spunk and moxie. So what happens? Oh yeah, they trick Clara into thinking Alex died, but they can't just tell her he died. They gotta make it all fucked up. No, he went psychotic and killed an innocent
Yeah.
man. It's like, okay, couldn't just tell her he died.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. No, we gotta ruin his reputation to her. That matters to us. And then Norton reaches RoboCop first. Oh yeah, that was a really cool scene. Alex, wake up! These men are gonna try to kill us. They're about to kill us. Do you see these men? They're gonna kill us! And then they get in the door, and he's like, pop, pop, shoots him. And then he's gotta get out of building, but there's a bunch of the new Ed 209s. Those are those giant walking drones set up to stop him. Then his old partner Jack and police arrive to kind of help Murphy. They know
Yeah.
the biz, and they know they can kind of help if they're not armed, because the robots can't hurt humans, but they can hurt RoboCop because he's not a human. And remember, don't pull your weapons. They'll perceive us as a threat. How about, I think the robot would know that you having a shit ton of weapons on you is also a threat. No, he didn't touch it yet. He's not. He's cool. He's cool. So that's pretty cool. Like, RoboCop kind of got shot in the back and getting pretty messed up, and the partner kind of steps in between, puts his hands up, and that was a cool scene, and stops him. Run, Alex! And then he looks back, and Alex is gone. So Sellers is up there waiting for a helicopter, and Alex's wife was wanting to talk to him, right? So she was at the building, and now he said, bring her up here, because if she sees Alex and he's alive, he's just gonna fuck everything. So she's up there, and then Alex goes up there, and I think he fought Rorschach in there too. And we've established that he was a red asset, right? So he can't hurt him, can't arrest him, can't shoot him. And then he goes up there, and of course, Sellers is one too. Prevents him from arresting Sellers. However, he overcomes his programming with his human will to kill Sellers. That was kind of strange, because in the first one, it's like he can't arrest an OCP employee, right? So then the big boss is, you're fired! And that's how, thank you. Dun, 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 dun. Shoots him through a fucking window. So that made sense. He got fired. But this one is like, oh no, I can't, because he's red. But then he's like, bringing the gun up. And then you get Sellers, and Keaton's like, what? Wait a minute. Hey, how are you doing this? And then, yeah, he pulls his gun. And then I think they both shoot at the same time. But one of them's made a robot and one of them ain't. So one of them dies.
Yeah.
And we got Murphy laying on the ground. And then son and wife run up to him. And anyways, they're cuddling with him. I think he says something. It's gonna be fine, guys. They
We
should
did
have
get the
done.
famous line, the dead or alive,
Oh
you come
yeah,
with me. Yeah.
dead or alive.
With
Yeah, and that was
Michael
pretty cool
Keaton.
because he's saying it through the fighting the robotics. Dead or alive,
Yeah.
you're coming with me. So he's fighting it, and apparently it's not that hard to beat the programming. You just kind of, it's just all a matter of willpower. Okay. That's not how programming works. Anyways, Omnicorp's parent company, OCP, shuts down the project. President vetoes the repeal of the Dreyfus Act based on Norton's testimony. Oh, yeah, then they get the Samuel L. Jackson,
Yeah.
because it's still owned by the company. Like, how is this son of a, this motherfucker? They just edit it. Not and sitting rotten in a prison somewhere. That son of a bling. Anyways, that's all the time we have. It just kind of signs off. And we got much to Novak's anger, Alex's body is rebuilt in Norton's laboratory, and he waits for Clara and David, who are coming to visit him. Oh yeah, and we also see that it's like RoboCop has been rebuilt, and his I can't remember what he said. It's like his wife and kid, or people can't wait to see him on the streets. And we have some secret footage we found. It shows him walking like a corridor up in a
Yeah.
glass thing. And it's like, it might be sooner than we all think. God bless you, RoboCop. We get some shit like that.
He's back to silver because they made him
Yeah.
black in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, back to silver. I like the kind of stuff they're showing where it's like, what'd they do? Okay, they had pursuit mode. They were showing off the different things. This tested really well with children in the
Oh,
focus group.
yeah.
And it's like, ree, ree, ree. It's got these giant sirens. And it's like, no, God, no. People don't know what they want. No. They think they do. They don't. And it was like, well, I like, let's make it more sleek, more tactical. I want it black. Yeah, I didn't like the black. I mean, it's
Yeah,
okay.
it's
It's
okay.
not terrible, but it just kind of robs you of detail and stuff. And in the suit, it was silver. It was better. And then at the end, when it's silver again, I think it's better.
Yeah.
So they should have just did that the whole damn movie. But anyways, that's the end of the movie. I hadn't seen this in a while. Kind of forgot I had so many big hitters in it. What's his name? The doctor.
Gary Oldman.
Oldman,
Yeah.
I thought he had a really good performance in it. I thought Michael Keaton was really good as this dude. Almost like kind of a little bit like the character he played in that, what's that, McDonald's movie?
Oh, yeah,
Do
I
you know what
never
I mean?
saw
Just
that, but I know
a,
what you're talking about.
oh dude, that's a good movie,
The
dude. You got
founder,
to see that. Yeah, he's just a ruthless businessman. A little more ruthless than the McDonald's version, but it's similar, I thought,
Yeah.
to it. And yeah, and the main character, I thought he was pretty good. I mean, he doesn't have much to say or do
Yeah.
other than have his mouth show while he shoots people. But yeah, I actually enjoyed this. It was a fun, different take. I thought they went a lot of places that the original RoboCop didn't. Obviously, he doesn't have the punch of the original RoboCop, and so then it's like, why are we doing this? But I thought it was fun. I like the RoboCop franchise, and I'm glad we got a little bit more and something different. Got to explore some different themes in it. Kind of disappointed we didn't get more of this. Like,
Yeah.
I could have done with even another one. Just explore RoboCop a little more on the human side, because obviously he's getting a good connection with his kid and wife now, and we could see what that was like. So, I enjoyed it. It was a pretty cool reboot. We love to do reboots because it's, you get to talk about the movie, and then you get to talk about the connection to the first movie, the differences, was it needed? It's just a lot to unpack with these, and that's all.
Yeah.
I like to review them. And this one I really enjoyed. It's, I think the original RoboCop is like an 8 or a 9 easily. It's
Yeah,
freaking awesome.
definitely.
I think this one, I'd give it a 7.
I think it's pretty good for what it is. It's probably one of the best of these types of movies you could probably get. It's interesting. It's fun. Like that Total Recall reboot we did. Not as good as this, right? This did pretty well. It's about as good as I could have hoped. Seven.
Yeah, we're very close this week. I have not seen, this is the first time I've sat down and watched this. I didn't really have any motivation to watch this or Total Recall because I love those originals so much. But actually, on both accounts, I think they're both strong in their own ways. They're not great movies. They're fun just to watch once and then just be like, yeah, that was fun. And what I like about this movie, I kind of echo what you said. There's a lot of avenues this movie goes down that the other one doesn't. So that's a welcome kind of surprise. But as I was watching it, I was like, dude, this is like a superhero origin story plot in a lot of ways. Like superheroes, like an ordinary average Joe has an accident. They wake up and they figure out they have a superpower, and they go through trials and tribulations to figure out what their power is. They don't know if they can be this person, and in the end, they overcome and be the hero. This kind of has the same kind of plot points, and I thought that was kind of a smart move because there's a reason why a lot of the superhero movies have that structure is because it works. And
Yeah.
they don't nail it out of the park in this one, but I think it's close enough that it's pretty entertaining. I would say it is kind of hard not to compare Total Recall and this one, the remakes, because they're both remakes of beloved sci-fi movies from our childhood. But
Both Verhoeven.
yeah, both Verhoeven. I would say that I think this is a better movie, but I would say that Total Recall is more entertaining, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of momentum in Total Recall, a lot of cool like action set pieces, and Kate Beckinsale being a badass. Like, there's a lot of Total Recall that I enjoy from an entertainment standpoint. This is not as entertaining. It's a little slower. It's kind of a slow burn. A lot of people talking in rooms. You don't really get a big action scene till like the very end. A lot of the action in this movie is kind of like the time trial stuff. But yeah, overall, yeah, good performances. Yeah, this is better than I thought it was going to be, but not great. Obviously, the first one's still a classic and a much better film. But yeah, to me, I was coming in with 6.8. So yeah, we're really close.
Oh yeah, right on there. 6.8 and a 7. So yeah, it's fun. If you haven't seen the RoboCop reboot, go check it out. It's on Max and for
Think
streaming, and then of
all of
course
them
you
are. When I was done with the movie, all the
Yeah.
thumbs up at the bottom, two, three, and.
I like to go back and watch 2 and 3,
The only
the
thing I
two
remember
new
about the
ones.
second one is a little kid with the knife and like the ponytail, or I don't know if I had a ponytail, but I remember like a little punk kid who was fucking with RoboCop the whole movie.
That
That's all I remember.
stupid robot that is addicted to nuke. Nuke!
Yeah.
Why'd you put a drug addict murderer in there?
Oh,
And then 3 was like PG-13. I don't remember anything about that piece of shit.
that he
It
could
was just like,
fly.
oh yeah, I remember
I
that.
remember that.
And
Yeah, he had
I'm pretty
wings.
sure it wasn't the same actor, right?
Yeah, it's probably somebody different.
I think he gave up. Peter Weller. Yeah, so 6.8 and a 7. Go check it out. As always, thanks for coming by. We appreciate having you. Couldn't do it without you. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. And we're also on Apple Music and Spotify if that's where you do your podcasting. You like to do the audio stuff on your little iPod shuffle. We got you covered, man. So we appreciate you. Till the next Vs. Peace.
Peace.